Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is News Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Agustin Barrios. We heard a minuet, the minuet in A for guitar. He was a guitarist and composer, and as far as I know, all of his music is for guitar. That was a recording with guitarist Jeffrey McFadden. We'll come back in a few minutes and listen to one more piece by Barrios. But right now, let's do weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, minus 2.5. The high made it up to 7.6 degrees. Fairly warm last night, or it stayed warmish. 5.3 degrees right now, as of 7 a.m. Environment Canada says mainly cloudy today, a 30% chance of showers this morning and early this afternoon, clearing this afternoon, snow level at 500 meters but rising to 1,000 meters during the morning. Wind from the north at 20 kilometers per hour late this afternoon, not much warming going to happen today, a high today of minus 7. Now tonight is the night that Environment Canada says things will cool off quite a bit, not as much as they were predicting at one point. It's been kind of going up and down. It started out, they were predicting tonight to reach a low of minus 8, and then at one point it was at minus 9. Now they say minus 6, still a little on the chillier side than we've been used to. Anyway, clear tonight, wind from the north at 20 kilometers per hour and a low of minus 6. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of plus 5. Wednesday night, sunny, a low of minus 3. Wednesday, sunny with a low of minus 3 and a high of 10. And then things start to warm up again after that. Thursday, sunny with a low of minus 1, a high of 10. Friday, sunny with a low of minus 1, a high of 13. And I actually see a 14 showing up there for Sunday, but I'm not sure if that will happen, of course. Taking a look at the weather across the country and around the province right now in St. John's, Newfoundland, minus 2 degrees and mostly cloudy. Montreal has a light snow shower, minus 6 degrees. Toronto is minus 4 and mainly sunny. And Iqaluit, ice crystals and minus 21. Winnipeg, minus 17 degrees with ice crystals as well. Saskatoon, mostly cloudy and minus 12. In Yellowknife, it's minus 24 with drifting snow. They're the coldest place on this list of Canadian cities. Let's go to Edmonton, mostly cloudy and minus 6. Also minus 6 with a light snow shower in Calgary. Whitehorse, partly cloudy and minus 16. Prince George is minus 4 and mainly sunny. And a little closer to home, Clinton, cloudy and minus 4. Hope, plus 2 and sunny. Kamloops, mostly cloudy and plus 4. Minus 2 degrees in Pemberton. And Vancouver is mainly sunny and 4 degrees. Yet once again, Vancouver and Victoria, the only places in positive territory on this list. On the highways, Highway 1, reduced speed zone in effect on Highway 1 between the Ferriby Tunnel and Hell's Gate Air Tram. Until further notice, reduce speed to 60 kilometers per hour and watch for fallen rock. And on Highway 99 South, slippery sections from Lillooet to the Cane Creek Bridge. And further south, there is... Oh, I missed this one. Okay, much closer to town. This is happening tomorrow, I think, though it doesn't say that here. It does, actually. It's just they've done it in a weird way. Bridge maintenance, 4 kilometers, just 4 kilometers south of Lillooet, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. 30-minute delays are expected. And then further south, construction at Alta Lake Road / Function Junction. That'll be happening tomorrow and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., single-lane alternating traffic there. Finally, slippery sections from Lillooet to the Hat Creek Corner, and then compact snow with slippery sections from the Hat Creek Corner on over to the junction with Highway 97, north of Cache Creek. And that is it for weather and roads. Just before I go back to Agustin Barrios, I hope you got a chance to listen to the encore presentation of Snooze Button that was on this morning, or at least the last half hour, 20 or so minutes of it. That piece by Telemann, the Hamburger Ebb und Flut, I just love that piece. It's rapidly become one of my favorite pieces of Baroque orchestral music. And if you missed it today, you have a chance to hear it again on Sunday mornings. I've thrown it into the classical playlist here, so it'll pop up between 5 and 9 sometimes on classical mornings, just kind of at random. All right, let's go back to Agustin Barrios, Paraguayan composer, the only real Paraguayan composer of note that I am aware of, though there could be others, but he's certainly the most famous. Born in 1885, died in 1944. Some of his music shows definite influences of South American rhythms and styles, but a lot of it is in more of a European style, but with just slightly exotic harmonic flavorings. And that's what we've had today, this the minuet in A that started the show, and now we're going to listen to a waltz. And this is called, and pardon my pronunciation, I think... I don't know really what language this in language this title is in, possibly Portuguese. Tua imagem or imagem. Anyway, it means your image. And here once again is Canadian guitarist Jeffrey McFadden. That was music by Agustin Barrios. We heard a little waltz, and it was called Tua Imagem. And I apologize because I don't really know if that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, Jeffrey McFadden playing the guitar. Just love the way he plays, and this is from a complete CD of music by Barrios. This is on the Naxos label, and if you're a big fan of classical guitar music, the Naxos label is a good one to explore. They've got loads and loads of CDs, and they seem to have an uncanny ability to track down some of the world's best young guitarists, people whose careers are just at their starts, and they record them at that time. Some of them, I guess, stick it out with the company. Certainly, Jeffrey McFadden has for a number of years now. I said they have an uncanny ability to pick talented young guitarists. It's actually quite explicable, that ability. The executive producer, or producer at any rate, for all of these recordings, all of these guitar recordings, almost all of them, is Canadian guitarist Norbert Kraft. And most of the recordings are made in Canada as well. Anyway, Norbert Kraft, he made a few recordings for Naxos, but has been working mainly as a producer for them since then. And so he would be the guy who is acting as sort of the scout and producer. Okay, let's see. It is 8:16. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lullabot. Just calling out the schedule here. Let's see, when Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. Around 10 o'clock, I'll switch things up to Studio One in Lillooet Secondary School. Student broadcasters Brianna and Marissa are on the air between roughly 10:15 and 11:15 on weekdays. And then Raynell and Ashley from about 11:15 to 12:15, though those times vary a little bit from day to day according to the schedule at LSS. Back to Studio Two here in the Rec Center for music from the Folk World Reggae playlist after that. Democracy Now at 3 o'clock. The Andrew Twistie Family Hour, the encore presentation of that will be at 4 o'clock, right after Democracy Now. And then after that at 5 o'clock, Science for the People. I'm moving Science for the People to a new time on Mondays, just an hour earlier than it was. I think it's a little bit more suitable. Those who like to listen to it, the subject matter isn't of the show isn't always quite, I wouldn't call it dinner unfriendly. It just may not be what everybody wants at that time. And then more music from the country playlist after that. You can find the details of the schedule, including that change to Science for the People, now on our website, radiolillibet.ca. You'll find mini shows in podcast form and lots of other fun things. Let's see, I heard a song sparrow singing on the way into the studio this morning. That was the only real bird song news that I have, and it's hardly news because they're singing in lots of places. If I have time during the next music, I'll pull up a recording of a song sparrow here on our computer, and we'll play that for you in the next break, just as a reminder, so that when you are hearing that at this time of year, you can know what it is. But we are going to do something bird-related or birdsong-related musically now. We're going to listen to a flute concerto by Antonio Vivaldi. Don't think I've played any of the flute concertos by Vivaldi before here on Snooze Button, but they're very attractive pieces. He wrote concertos for both the transverse flute, that's the one that's you hold kind of perpendicular to your body, and then also concertos for the recorder. I'm not wild about the sound of the Baroque transverse flute. It was made out of wood with just a few metal keys on it. And you can play all the notes on it, but inevitably some of them at least are going to be out of tune. And to my ears, it has kind of a hooty sound. I much prefer the sound of the metal flutes. So it's a modern instrument version we're going to hear. This is by a still fairly young French flautist. Oh, I can't believe I actually said that word, flautist. Seems kind of pretentious to me. Anyway, a fluter. We'll call him a fluter. Emmanuel Pahoud, Pahud is his name. I think he's probably somewhere shy of 35. Maybe even shy of 30, I'm not sure, but he's got quite a few recordings to his name already. Anyway, this is some of the, just in terms of the tone of playing, this is absolutely some of the most sheerly beautiful flute playing I've ever heard. And then you add in, he's got tremendous finger work and articulation and all that sort of thing. The concerto we're going to hear is in D major, Opus 10, number 3. RYAM catalog number 428, if anybody cares. And this particular concerto is subtitled Il Gardellino. Il gatto del Nino is the translation for, or is the Italian term for what is known in England as the European goldfinch. The European goldfinch is a reasonably close relative of some of the finches we have here. Particularly, would be a close relative of our goldfinches and also of pine siskins and a few other birds that we're familiar with. Anyway, in the first movement of this concerto, Vivaldi does seem to actually be sort of trying to imitate some of the sounds of the European goldfinch. And in order to demonstrate that, I'm going to play you here now a little 22-second sample of an Italian of a European goldfinch. Might be a Europe, it might be an Italian goldfinch singing. Anyway, Vivaldi's Goldfinch doesn't sound exactly like that, but it definitely has a chirpy and much of the time very high-pitched quality, especially, as I say, in the first movement. This concerto is in the usual three movements, fast, slow, fast. So here is Emmanuel Paoud with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, and Richard Tognetti is the conductor with music by Vivaldi. Thank you. That was music of Antonio Vivaldi. We've been listening to the Concerto in D Major for Flute, Opus 10, Number 3, and that was a recording featuring Emmanuel Pahud, P-A-H-U-D, on the flute. He was playing with the Australian Chamber Orchestra and the conductor Richard Tognetti, and I have been enjoying that recording, that CD with that concerto. It's got all six of the Opus 10 flute concertos on it, as well as a couple of others. Been enjoying that a great deal this weekend. It is 8:31. Let's do some public service announcements, which I meant to get in an intelligent order. I will attempt to do something like that right now. Let us start with the... Well, I'm not going to start with the pool schedule. The pool is currently closed due to an incident that happened last Friday. It was the usual kind of incident you might expect in the pool. The only reason I'm not being more specific is just because it's a little early in the day for talking about some of that stuff. At least some people might feel that way. So let's just move on. Coming this Friday to the Rec Center, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Rec Center gym will be a day-long sort of workshop, Thriving Community Partnerships for Healthy Aging. There will be some speakers, and then there will also be some breaking up into groups to discuss specific topics. For more details, or if you'd like to RSVP for attendance or to inquire about display space at the expo, contact Gail Madriga at 250-256-4910. Movie nights at the Rec Center. Family movie nights happening every Friday at 6 p.m. And this week it is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's free, of course. Snacks are free snacks provided in the form of popcorn. And I think that's all I need to tell you about that. Reminder of the next concert in the Lillooet Music's 2014-2015 concert series. This next concert coming up is called The Sweet Lowdown. Blending original songwriting and three-part harmonies with an old-time instrumental groove. This is an acoustic roots trio from Victoria. And that will be Saturday, March 21st, St. Andrew's United Church. This will be the concert that has dinner beforehand, dinner at 5:30 p.m., concert at 7:30 p.m. You need to buy separate dinner tickets. Dinner tickets are $15. Concert tickets, $20 for adults if you buy them in advance, $22 at the door, $5 for students, and they are available from PharmaSave, KC Health, and IDA. And also, coming Saturday, March the 14th, is the Lillooet Seed Swap and Sale, CD Saturday. If you have any seeds, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., if you have seeds, bring your own saved seed. You can share as well as any saved seed still in need of cleaning, and you can use the on-site seed winnower. There'll be seeds for sale as well, of course, from a number of different merchants. And then 2:30 to 5 p.m. will be more talking on the subject, what's growing on in Lillooet and the area 1 year later. This was something that was first done last year. And then there will be a cafe. It doesn't say if the cafe is afterwards or just kind of running all day. That's at St. Mary's and St. Andrew's Church, and a $2 entrance fee, or pay what you can. All donations graciously accepted, and no one will be turned away for lack of funds, and donations for the food bank are also welcome. For more information, you can email lillooetfoodmatters@gmail.com or call Angela 256-0470. Right. What was it I was going to do? Oh, yes, I was going to play a little sample of Song Sparrow Song. I checked on our computer here. We did have a sample, but it was 2 minutes and 15 seconds long, and I didn't want to go that long, so we'll just play one from Cornell Labs All About Birds website. Now, the song sparrow is a genetically very diverse animal. There are something like 30 subspecies in North America, and their songs vary in some respects from region to region, but there are some elements of the song that are similar. So I am not sure of the location of these particular recordings. In the case of the song sparrow, they probably should have put them down. But we'll just try one and see what happens here. Okay, well, the sort of what musicians would call timbre, the tone of that song sparrow was a little bit different from the ones we have here, but the basic pattern was very similar. Anyway, keep your ears out for that incredibly gorgeous song, which is happening quite a bit at this time of year and is only going to pick up as we move into the spring. One other thing I wanted to mention, time change, that's coming up this weekend. This Sunday, we lose an hour, so we will set our clocks forward 1 hour. Leaves everybody a little bit dazed somehow the following Monday, including very definitely myself. For me, I will miss very much walking into the studio in relatively broad daylight in the mornings. But on the other hand, those late afternoons are and early evenings having light during them is going to be very nice. Okay, for most of the rest of the hour, we're going to turn to music by Edvard Grieg, and we're going to listen to his Peer Gynt Suite number 2. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, probably just 2 weeks ago, I played Peer Gynt Suite number 1 and said we would get around to Suite number 2 at some point, and I decided rather than forget that idea, we should go ahead and do it. This comes from music that the Grieg wrote for as a so-called incidental music, music to accompany certain bits of stage action and even dialogue of the play Peer Gynt by the Norwegian playwright Henrik Ibsen. It was actually Ibsen himself who asked for Grieg to be the composer for this music. Grieg found it to be a very challenging task because he was having to tailor the music that he wrote to the needs of the drama and also to the needs of the playhouse, the theater where it was put on, in terms of they were able to sort of put specifications or limitations on the length of many of the pieces. And he found that to be challenging, but he ended up feeling that he had done a good job with it and was really quite pleased with the music. So you can understand why he'd want to draw a couple of orchestral suites from the music and have them published separately that went on to give the music an independent life from the play. And since productions of Peer Gynt aren't all that common anywhere except probably in Norway. It's a good thing that he did that. The play itself is quite long and has just a huge cast of characters and a really complicated plot. It's really more like an adventure fairy tale story in some respects. There's a lot of elements of the supernatural in it. Anyway, the Peer Gynt Suite number 2 has 4 sections. This suite has never been quite as popular as the first one, and I think I can understand why. The first one has, well, at least 3 sort of Grieg hits in it, Morning and Anitra's Dance and In the Hall of the Mountain King. This one doesn't really have any real Grieg hits except maybe the last number. Anyway, the 4 numbers, first comes The Abduction of the Bride and Ingrid's Lament. I believe Ingrid is the bride who is abducted, but I'm by Peer Gynt, but I'm not 100% certain about that. I'd have to go back and read the plot summary again. Then comes An Arabian Dance. That comes from much later in the play. Then Peer Gynt's Homecoming, also subtitled Stormy Evening on the Sea, and that is from the last act of the play. And then we get Solveig's Song, and I'm not entirely certain if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. It's spelled Solveig and sometimes Solveijg. Anyway, she is one of the major characters. And she gets 2 songs in the play, this one and also a cradle song. I believe this is the earlier one. Anyway, it is just an unbelievably beautiful piece. I think one of Grieg's most inspired melodies. And it in the incidental music, as performed with the play, it would have been probably sung. But in the orchestral introduction or the orchestral suite, it's just played by the orchestra. So here is the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Herbert von Karajan conducting Peer Gynt Suite number 2 by Edvard Grieg.
Thank you.
That was music by Edvard Grieg. We've been listening to a recording of the Peer Gynt Suite No. 2, and that recording featured the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan conducting. And I can understand why that suite doesn't enjoy the same popularity as the first one. In addition to not having the big hits, it's a little heavier in mood. The first and third and fourth numbers, all fairly serious pieces of music. And then furthermore, it goes out with a whimper, not a bang. And that is not a good idea. I mean, artistically, I think it makes it's wonderful and very beautiful thing to do. But audiences want something loud and fast and happy at the end. And for that very reason, we're going to have an encore. I just thought going out on Solveig's song, gorgeous though it is, I'm not in a particularly sad mood or anything, so there was no need to do that. So I thought we'd finish up with something a little considerably lighter. We're going to listen to music by British composer Haydn Wood, born in 1882. He died in 1959. Haydn Wood was born in Yorkshire, but at the age of three with his family, he moved to the Isle of Man. And so perhaps somewhat meretriciously, the Isle of Man has claimed him as their composer. Anyway, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with him. He did write some serious music, wrote a lovely piano concerto, which I have a recording of at home, might bring in one of these days. But he was best known really for as a composer of light music and songs, and later on musical comedies. We're going to hear one of his orchestral pieces in the light music category. This is called Roses of Picardy, and this is a recording with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor is Ernest Tomlinson. Thank you. That was music by British composer Haydn Wood. We've been listening to Roses of Picardy, and that was a recording with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Ernest Tomlinson. It is 9:07. That's going to be it for today's edition of Snooze Button. But if you missed the weather at the top of the show, let me give you a quick update. As of 9 a.m., the temperature is at 6 degrees. Environment Canada says mainly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers today, this morning, and early this afternoon. Clearing in the afternoon, snow level at 500 meters, but rising to 1,000 meters this morning. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour late this afternoon, a high today of 7 degrees. Tonight, clear, wind from the north at 20, chilling down more than we have been, a low of minus 6. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of plus 5. Don't panic, warmer weather is coming back after that. And lots of sun showing on the forecast for this week as well. Okay, that is it for me.